And as I was sitting here during church, the Lord started dealing with me on this message. It's a book of Luke. I'm going to turn to the 9th chapter, book of Luke. Don't fall out me with this title. The Lord just gave it to me, and it may be just a little bit confusing, but just bear with me. I'm going to try to help somebody tonight. But if I was able to ever title a message, it's, the Lord spoke to me as driving to my car today when I was driving to my mom's. And the Lord spoke to me and said, unholy ghost. Unholy ghost. And I began to get puzzled, and I just, Lord, what are you really meaning by this? And I began to study some scripture here. And book of 9th, Luke, St. Luke chapter 9, start with the 37th verse. It says, and it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is my only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly cried out, and teareth him that he foameth again. Bruising him hardly, departeth from him. And I besought disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answered and said, O faithful and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as yet coming, the devil threw him down and tare him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the child, and delivered him again to his father. I wanted to bring out them last verse, 42nd verse. It says, and as he went yet coming, the devil threw him down and tare him, and Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit. I started to think about what the Lord gave me about that message titled, Unholy Ghost. Unholy Ghost. There is a real Holy Ghost, but there can be an unclean and an unholy ghost. You think about this man, he went about throughout the land, and maybe there was something that drawed him to an evil spirit. And Brother Chris, that spirit took over him. He began to be thrown out, and Jesus had to go by him and touch him and healed him. And I started thinking about that spiritually. Do you know that there's things out there in the world that can bring spirits upon us? I know this is a little bit quiet, but there's things that you can view. There's things out there that you can read that is unclean and is unholy. I thought about, I had a really good friend, Brother Chris, and he was into computer gaming real well. And every time I'd go over his house, he would be under in his computer, and he'd be typing, playing this game. And I walked in his bedroom, and I said, what are you playing? And he said, I'm playing Diablo. And I started to think about that. I looked up the word Diablo in Spanish. You know what it says, Brother Bruce? Diablo means devil. Devil in Spanish. And he was playing that. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost come upon me. He was playing this. And he played it for a long time, 3-4 years. And Brother Bruce, I don't know if I've ever testified about this, but that man got so wrapped up into that game, Kendra, he got so wrapped up that he started taking part of sacrifices in real life. He started going out worshiping the devil, taking part of the devil. In May, I think it was 2012, May, they found him by his truck, and he shot and killed himself because he took an unclean spirit. An unclean spirit. I had two little cousins. I've got several things to say, and the Lord just gave him, feed me this to me. I had two little cousins that I think maybe they were 7 years old at the time. And I went to go visit them, and I walked into their little bedroom, and he playing a little video game, of course. And I asked them what they was playing, and they said, the game's called Devil May Cry. And I began to think, and I said, what do you do on this game? What are you doing? He said, well, we go around and we collect these potions. And we cast spells on people. And we make them turn into goblins. And we make them turn into devils. And you level up as more potions that you get. What kind of world are we living today if we're feeding our children these things? That's an unclean spirit. That's an unholy ghost. Not a clean ghost, that's an holy ghost. You know what the Bible says? Set no evil thing before my eyes. If our children are watching them things or seeing them things, there's a spirit that's going to be moving upon them. Amen? I had a man I used to work with, Brother Bruce. He said he was a Christian man. Said he went to church Wednesday, Sunday night. Said he'd go every time. He'd read his Bible. He come to me one day. He said, you know what's fun and to watch? What's interesting to watch? I said, what's that? He said, I get on the internet and I search on them on that YouTube. And he said, I look up how they assassinate people over in Iraq and Iran. How they cut people's heads off. And I said, son, how do you look at that stuff? He said, oh, it interests me. I said, son, you got the wrong spirit dwelling in you. You claim to go to church and claim to read and pray. If you're living right and living holy, you don't want to look at them kind of things. It's ungodly. He looked at me and he said, I never thought about it that way. There's people out there in churches and pastors and everything are not teaching people that. We're living in a perverse land. Amen. I'm not preaching on your televisions. I'm not preaching on your computers. But if you're typing them things up, or you're flipping through the channels and you're watching them things, there's something moving upon you. We need more prayer life in our life today. You know what Paul said? I wrestle not against flesh, but principalities. We fight a Satan out there, and he's out there trying his best to destroy everything that we have. And why should we trust in these things? I know it's quiet. Maybe there was a time in my life that I had to put away them things. Do you know that many of them distractions will tear you down? If you have them in your life, your prayer life won't be as adequate. You're reading your word. You'll have something about you when you get down on the knees in prayer. I say, I don't want to look at them kind of things. But maybe my cousin or my aunt, she had a daughter and she never, I promise you, I'm not preaching on your TVs. But she had an aunt and she had a daughter and she come in and she said, I want to stay with you a couple days. She said, about maybe a week before this, said she had a vision. She said she come in and said there was this bird that flew through her window, Brother Bruce, and sat there and he vomited black stuff in the corner of her house. And she said it was just strange how she would just see this. Said it was just nothing but black stuff pouring into that corner of the house. And said she didn't know what it meant. She said then her daughter came and brought in a television and set it right there in the corner. And my aunt said that she began to watch it, began to notice some things. And then she started saying that she slacked up on her praying. She slacked up on her reading. And then she backslid. It'll get a hold of you. She said what the Lord was showing her is that a bird that flew in was showing what was in that television. There's things out there to pull you away from God. I know this is quiet. I hope I ain't offending you or hurting you. Do you know, Brother Bruce, there is 23, 24-year-old men that will go to Walmart and purchase adult diapers, and they'll sit right in front of their television and play a war game. And when they have to relieve themselves, they'll go into the diaper because they don't want to go to the bathroom and lose their part in the game. What kind of world are we living in today? What kind of world are we living in today? This is an article. They've done a survey and they've done a study. And almost 80% of people admitted that's what they've done. There was one man, his young wife was wanting a date, want to go out on a date. And he had a plumber come by. The plumber was talking about it, wrote it up in an article. Said that he'd watched that boy. And his wife would say, "Come on, honey, we're going to be late. We got reservations. Come on." He was still plugged into that video game, playing hours and hours into it. She said, "Come on, hey, I'm ready. All you got to do is get ready. Let's go. Hold on. Just give me a couple seconds. Come on, give me a couple minutes." She got so fed up and tired, she said, "I'm just going to go on without you." And she went there and sat at the table by herself, while her own husband sitting there in front of the video game, worried about a position. There's taking on spirits out there. I know there's a lot of older folks in here, but we need to understand that there are spirits in things. There's things that's pulling on our children. I would rather have if I ever have a child, I'd rather have my child knowing that there's things out there to pull them away from God. I'm not knocking against you. I ain't trying my best to fight against you or anything. But I'm trying to let you know that there's things out there. I've experienced these things. I've seen them. I've had family that I hardly ever see. I've got a cousin that he won't even leave his bedroom because he's so addicted to these things. And I know it may be strange why the Holy Ghost is leading me in this direction, but there's a need for it. And he says, "Yeah, you come in the devil, threw him down and tear him." And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit. But there's still hope. There's still hope for us to get help. Thought about maybe we can struggle and go through trials, but we have hope in the Jesus. We have hope in the Lord. If we'll trust in Him. I know this may be more of a youth message, but we need to understand that there is unclean spirits out there. There's things out there to pull you. And it's not just in your televisions. It's not just in your computers. I can come out and I can go and build me a church right in the middle of Berea. And I can pull out these scriptures and make every devil doctrine in the world and have you believe it. But it's going to pay much for you to get down on your knees and pray and seek God earnestly. Because there's devils that we're out there fighting. There's spirits that's out there after us. Maybe there was, try to share this. There was two cousins. They was only 20-something years old. And I loved them dearly. But they was twins. And from the time they was 16 years old, they was always in trouble with the law. They never wanted to go to church. Their parents never took them to church, never raised them right. And you know, it got to the point where they started worshiping devils. They started worshiping other gods and sun gods and all these things. And one night, they decided to go into a church and steal every musical instrument that they had packed everything out, and went to sell it. And God warned him a week before, said, if you do this thing, for there's a hell waiting for you. God already knew what they was going to do. And do you know what happened, Brother Chris? A week after they went in and stole from that church, they come down off of a hill driving, and they said it was like something jerked their wheel, and they went off a cliff and died. There's spirits out there that get a hold of you. If you're not prayed up and you're not reading your word, if you don't have an earnest heart with God, there's things will get a hold of you. If we're not careful. If we're not careful. I hope I haven't offended you. If I am, see me after church. I'll try my best to make it right, but I'm not going to back down. Because there is unclean things out there that'll grab a hold of you. I appreciate the Lord.